check. My penis is a little small.
All right, it should be recording now. And if it isn't, oh boy, that's going to be a pain in the ass in an hour when we go to... How do I sound? Do I sound better now, or...
You sound good.
Yeah?
Can you make my voice sound a little manlier?
No.
No, there's no way to do that.
There should be the technology.
Wait, hold on. Nick's trying it, but the machine is smoking.
Yeah.
And vibrating.
That's not true.
It's smoking cigarettes and telling you to shut up.
How do I sound? Do I sound good?
Yeah.
You sound normal.
You sound normal.
Nice.
But people were complaining when you were doing it that I was too quiet.
What? I think that's because you would move your mouth.
No, I was trying to silence you.
You were trying to silence me.
Yeah, right.
He was trying to take his voice away from him.
I would never.
You're trying to silence his story.
I would absolutely never try.
Well, anyways, we got new gear, so we can do this.
I'm used to that noise.
No, you're not. No, you're not, bitch.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
We spent $6,000.
We need a wrong. We need a wrong. And a buzz. You're a dick.
Silence!
We got that one. That was fun.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh, I like that. The money sound.
Why do you like it, Adam?
Because it reminds me of my favorite thing, money.
All right.
Money. What about what we need is the beep beep beep.
Yeah,
the money counting machine. That's good.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
But we need the Scarface style.
So this is what the podcast is now, folks.
Yeah, we're gonna be doing a lot of.
It's
sound
gonna be
effects.
a lot of sound pad style comedy.
I love it. Why we got to get the Arnold, the fucking Arnold.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
From E-Bomb's World, dude. E-Bomb's the classic.
I have gay sex, you idiot.
Just prank calling.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Just prank calling your teacher.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I don't know. Now I'm too loud. I'm sorry if
am
you...
Am I quiet?
I feel quiet.
But maybe it's because I'm wearing headphones.
Yeah. I mean, I feel quiet. Everybody feels quiet.
Mm.
But we can do this. How's that? Is that better?
Sure.
We can turn the headphones up.
Oh, no, yeah. Turn my headphones up.
I still feel... Oh, wait, maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
Turn my headphones up.
Do you feel better now?
You still sound louder than us.
Me?
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. It doesn't matter.
Is that better?
You're the star, Nick.
No, I'm just trying to figure out...
No,
look,
you're the star.
Everyone wrote in and they said, please buy more gear and figure out how to use it.
On the podcast.
It is
don't
pretty amazing.
Figure it out,
dude,
on your own.
It's so funny because, like, everyone's... I mean, it is, like... people like the show. I like the criticism. Like, Nick makes fun of the people that he hates because they remind him of themselves. And it's like, yes, but also you, and you're doing that right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all the same guy.
That's right.
And because, like, I didn't, like, this only has 4 headphone outputs, but you can put 6 microphones in it.
Oh.
So I wanted it. They make a thing.
A splitter?
Not a splitter, because it's got to be powered. Otherwise, the signal, like... volume will drop off,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's like, I'm too quiet, but like a thing with different, but you know, so people can adjust their own volume or whatever if they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to make one for 4, but if you want one with 6 outputs for headphones, you need to get something that's like rack sized, which is like, it adds way too much fucking equipment.
Of course.
Without, you know, because already you're losing portability.
That makes so much sense.
So I just wanted something that's got like a 4 output. So I posted on Twitter, I was like, anybody that knows audio stuff, help me out. Mm. Not a single person that replied.
Really?
Yeah, I talked to like 15 different people, and then like half of them are like, oh, here's what you need. And it's like, this is so far beyond even what I add. This is not even close to being the right thing.
I'm on my school's podcast team.
Dude, that, oh my God. the r/podcast. That's how I got there, is because I was looking for like a solution to this problem.
You were on the boards. Dude.
I was on the websites. The
freaking message boards, dude.
Yeah, and I went on there to. How's that sound? Better?
Yeah, sounds good, dude.
Yeah, just turn everybody's headphones up.
Turn us the fuck up. Turn me the fuck up, you motherfucker.
Maybe that's the answer. Is just louder headphones.
Yeah. Have you guys at home thought of getting louder headphones?
Yeah.
You fucking idiots.
Broke-ass bitches. You poppers.
People talk.
Peasants.
They're like, I have to turn the volume up whenever I go to listen to the podcast. It's like,
okay.
Sorry. You had to press a button.
Fuck you. Suck our fucking hogs.
Yeah. That's why the phone has volume controls.
Idiot. Some things are quieter than other bitch. Things. And yeah, our shit's quiet. It's because it's subtle.
It's
dude.
Subtle, man. It's like, it's like, you know, like yeah. the kind of jazz they listen to at Princeton.
That's right.
You know what I'm
ba-dam,
saying?
Ba-dam, 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 ba-dam,
yeah. Dude.
Math jazz.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for it to be the 20s, dude. That's, I'm going to finally get into jazz.
I made this joke.
When?
First of all.
We've talked about getting sucked off by flappers.
Yeah. I made the joke probably a decade ago before it was even close to the
20s.
Oh, you
made the joke 10 years ago.
And then I brought it up
and
again.
I'm supposed to know that.
I brought it up again. We've made the joke on the show.
I remember saying I want to get ahead from a flapper. Yeah. I remember that.
The joke never
I just said I want to get into jazz finally.
The joke never had a home in stand-up because it's fucking dumb.
Yeah, but it's a throwaway for a podcast.
Said it on.
Silence!
Okay, I've said it on the show before.
That really does hurt my feelings.
Oh, fuck. The silence button is good, dude.
All right. Well, what do you want me to say? I won't get into jazz. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, maestro.
Silence.
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 We can do one for you, too.
Yeah,
so.
Dude.
There's no way to do it while we're already doing the podcast.
Oh, okay. We'll do it later.
Actually, I could, because this thing is so versatile, I could pause the recording.
We can record it real quick,
come back, and then I could throw you on the sound pad.
I appreciate that.
You can get your own silence button.
We'll do it next time.
My dad just called me, and I texted him. I said, I'm recording.
Silence!
And he said, say hi to Rasputin for me.
Oh, wow. Because
he thinks Nick looks like Rasputin with his beard.
Oh, shit.
He's trying to do a burn. He's trying to burn the boy.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Rasputin's dick is in a museum. So.
That's true. He does have a big ass dick.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe it wasn't a burn. Maybe it was a compliment.
I'm going to have my regular dick put in a museum.
Just a little ass dick in a museum.
It's just just a regular dick. They're a like, soft little why dick. Is this guy's dick in a museum? They're like, I don't know. That's what he wanted.
He paid for it.
Yeah, he paid for it.
Every rich person.
He made billions of dollars.
Every rich person.
Instead of wanting a bench, he just said.
He said he would fund the entire museum, but we had to put his dick next to a bunch of Picassos.
Yeah.
That's going to be me, dude. The Halkis collection.
Sounds like only women laughing, really. Oh, man. I don't
like
that
hyenas.
Noise. That's mm-hmm. like a nightmare of me being naked and then a room full of women laughing at me or something.
Mm-hmm.
That sound when Adam's penis comes out.
This is Adam's nightmare.
No. No. It's normal. It's normal.
No,
it isn't. It's not normal.
Your dick is small. Right. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So we're just going to have robots. We're going to automate the entire thing.
I can't
wait,
dude.
I can't wait.
We're going to record all different kinds of setups.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Have an algorithm control the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I'm pissed off. You mean to tell me that Iranian guy, child porn, museum.
Just have like 12 different kinds of laughs.
Yeah. Then Adam being like, I thought it would be funny if Iranian guy, child porn, museum. I just said that.
Dude, that would be an awesome show that I would listen to.
Yeah, and it's called Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Because mm-hmm.
you got to always go with the copyright violations.
Of course. Did they ever show...
Detectives. Her pussy?
Well, yeah, not exactly her pussy, but her shape, her physique. Because I bet she was hot.
She had a red coat.
I mean, she was already hot
hat.
With the whole...
I bet she had good.
Her shit was already
good.
Hot, dude.
I bet she had good pussy under that red coat.
Carmen Sandiego is one of those girls that was like, I'm dating a 65-year-old when she was 19.
Yeah. Because she's an old soul.
He restores Stutz Bearcats in his barn. My 65-year-old boyfriend, mm-hmm. he's a professor at the community college. And he's taking me on a date to Nice.
Damn, I'm trying to look at her right now.
Carmen she's fired, dude. She was hot on the computer game. She was hot in the TV show.
They had a TV show?
It was like a game show for kids.
Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah. Yeah, the computer game.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, they got her all in cartoon. Let me look up Carmen Sandiego porn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. It's still mostly computers that they've rendered to be sucking dick and shit. I was kind of hoping... Ooh, okay. Fuck. Yeah, this is good stuff. I was hoping for a real person. For example, one time I saw a Gilligan's Island pornography with Gianna Michaels as Ginger. And,
yeah.
Let's just say I beat off to that.
Let's just say I masturbated.
Let's just say I cranked my little prick.
If you catch my drift.
She was always like one of the hardest working
absolutely,
women in pornography.
Bro.
Who, Carmen Sandiego?
Carmen Sandiego.
Gianna Michaels.
Yeah.
Giarmin Sandy Michaels.
Mm-hmm. Gianna Sandy Marcus and Sandy Michaels.
Yeah, is that what her name is?
Yeah.
Yeah. As you're jacking off, you're getting her name wrong to own her.
Yeah, that is her name.
Gotcha.
Her
name.
That is her.
She just
name.
Had gusto, you know?
Absolutely, dude.
Yeah.
And some big ass, bouncy ass titties.
Mm-hmm. And a big old dumper.
Absolutely.
A big old pooper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That I'd love her to just take a crap all over.
You stole that.
Who did I steal it? I went to Gianna Michaels to take a shit on me.
I saw that on a Pornhub comment.
I can assure you that was definitely on a Pornhub comment.
You stole that one.
Yeah. I'm just taking
silence! Okay. fuck. Yeah, boys. So how was Thanksgiving for everybody, man?
Mm. It was good, I think. No drama.
Thanksgiving is perfect time for some sexual healing with
mm-hmm.
the family.
Mm-hmm. I fucked my parents.
My name's Marcus, awesome. And I love Thanksgiving and incest. There's two things I love. It's cutting up that bird and cutting up my sister.
You guys are going to make fun of me for saying this, but incest is definitely up next. Yeah. Incest is on next.
You sure it isn't pedophilia?
No, I think incest is next.
Mm-hmm. In what sense? You think people are going to start fucking?
Yeah,
I think people brothers? Are going to start coming out as incestual.
The advocates
just
top ten,
just based on like how
top 10 things to
step-brother
watch.
Stepbrother and stepfather is like the top.
That's
search on
not
porn.
Incest, bro. You're not blood related.
No, but why are people watching that? Because they're not blood related. Because of the technicality.
No,
I mean, like I feel. No, I
only,
feel like I can
the only things
ethically
left.
Jack off to that because these people are definitely step siblings.
The only things left yes. are bestiality, incest, and pedophilia. I just watched.
I think incest is up next. Though.
I watched Who Took Johnny last night.
Yeah.
The one about
some kid in fucking Iowa.
Yeah.
Which, you know, honestly, the Midwest kind of deserves to have that happen to them. Now that I think
child
about it.
Child rape.
All the yeah, abduction. All the Epstein stuff. It's like as long as they're like abducting children from the Midwest, I don't really have a problem. You know, what I'm
coastal
saying?
Elite Nick Mullen.
Yeah. You know, yeah,
he like, has his pinky raised as he's holding his microphone.
You know, it's like you're saying, oh well, Bill Clinton, he's got a private island, he's raping children on. It's like, yeah, but it's some fucking some boy from Iowa.
Come on, some
what
fucking
the,
corn farmer, dude.
Right? Who the hell cares about him?
Yeah, dude.
As what the hell was he going to do? Get into craft beer?
Yeah,
that would be his entire life.
That's best case.
That'd
scenario.
Be best case scenario.
Craft beer guy.
He's the guy that's like, yeah, I actually know.
What hops are.
Seven more types of beer than Budweiser yeah. and Miller. I'm actually a beer guy. I'm into Game of Thrones and beer.
Mm-hmm.
And my entire state is a giant lens crafters. And it's like, well, yeah, maybe yeah, we should be feeding.
Because,
you know, they feed the rest of the country. And part of the food that's needed is children.
Child
ass.
Yeah.
In a way, they're really America's real farmers.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. The babies that get fucked.
Especially considering
the bread basket of America.
I eat nothing but Chinese food, so none mm-hmm. of my food. I don't need the Midwest for that.
True.
I need it to satisfy my elite's cravings for boys, so that they give me the health care that I need in a very slow, incremental way. Look, I'm not. It's not my first choice, but if we have to let Bill Clinton and his recently back to life friend Jeffrey Epstein molest boys from Iowa
mm-hmm.
so that we can just get the legislation on the table.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't even want to pass. You just want it on the table.
I just want it on the table because that's how it's a process.
Sure.
Thousands.
You crack some eggs to make an omelet.
Yeah. Thousands of boys from Des Moines need to be abducted on their paper route. just so maybe in 25 years we can talk about, you know, me getting like some kind of deal on aspirin.
On so you get elective sex changes every 6 months.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean elective sex changes as opposed to mandatory sex change?
No, he's some just people emphasizing the fact that they're elective.
That Nick, I guess in Iran, Nick would do it to flex,
right?
Yeah,
as a flex.
Well, I would get wheels like the black dude from Twisted Metal.
That would be so sick,
Axel. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Look how they're all just like scary cars, and one guy's like, "I'm black.
I'm black, and I have wheels on my feet.
I'm a car that's black man."
I would change my balls for wheels.
Yeah,
and that way I could just roll into pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine me on my belly, hands free, but with my balls as the wheel, and my dick is coming out.
Yeah, and it could do the thrusting for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like I would have it like a little RV car, so I would just go back and forth instead of having a thrust of
just
my
head. The laziest way.
What
just
it
get
is,
the
so?
Fucking gears stuck in her what's pussy up? Hair.
What's that?
I said, what it is, so what's up?
What's up? That's right. The RV. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I would love to have big wheels instead of balls.
Johnny Genitals.
Johnny Genitalia.
Who took Johnny's genitals?
Who took Johnny's genitals?
But, yeah, one of the guys from the Franklin conspiracy, one of the child victims, like, fucking contacted the family's like, oh, yeah, I helped abduct that boy.
Damn.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, we brought him to this house in Colorado. He's like, I can show you. And they go out to the house in Colorado, and he's like, yeah, here's the dungeon, and there's, like, children's names carved
Jesus
into the wall.
Jesus Christ.
And the FBI's like, it wasn't credible evidence. You know, there's a... Then they never spoke to the guy, Paul, that said... The guy who said, I helped kidnap this kid, they never interviewed him. They were like, what we did is we went to Omaha, and we spoke to his sister, who said that he was probably there at the time. So that's...
Nothing more we could do.
Nothing. We already looked into it.
And with all due respect, let us do our jobs.
Yeah.
Let us do police work.
We're catching Muslims.
So the story is there was this kid in Iowa who was abducted on his paper route.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this was 1982.
Yeah.
And like they say it in the documentary, but like, you know, like this, the mother of the kid, she's like, this guy contacted me who's like a professor at fucking, some sociologist. He's like, I study like pedophiles or whatever. And she's like, what's a pedophile? And wow. Then, like, no one knew. Like, the police chief was like, I don't know what a pedophile is.
What?
Yeah, they just didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
It was that's how fucking, like, people didn't know, dude. It was, like, a thing where, like, even child pornography was, like, you know, it was, like, somebody that had a collection of, like, esoteric art would be like, it's pornography, but there's children in it. Isn't that weird? You know, and they'd be like, look at this clock I found that goes backwards.
What do you mean they didn't know what pedophiles were?
They just didn't know. It's because the elites were so good at keeping it secret. Back in those days,
people have been fucking kids from the dawn of man.
I know, but they thought it was a thing that was just like sort of eradicated,
mm-hmm.
You know. But like, yeah, nobody knew or whatever, and then that was, you know, John Walsh, his son was beheaded and abducted or whatever, and then he started the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and got that TV show out of
that's
it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But
that's a big career come up for him, dude.
Yeah. So the craziest,
one of the best things to happen for his career.
The craziest,
silver linings.
The craziest part about the documentary is like somebody sent the woman pictures of her son tied up and like bound and gagged as like a 13-year-old, with other pictures of other boys that she found like that was traced to some child pornography website. So she handed that information over to the FBI, and they're like, "Yeah, we looked into it. It's from a different case in Florida." And then so like case closed. That's not her son. And then they went and interviewed the detective that, like, you know, supplied them with that information. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, yeah, no, what I told him is these three boys are from the case. This other one, I never identified the picture. And it's, like, the picture that she said is her son. So, like, they're just, like, the FBI's like, look, listen,
we got some calls. The boss is all in our asses.
Yeah.
His friends that fuck kids are kind of.
Yeah, it's great, too. There's a scene where they're, like, after requesting an interview with the FBI for months, they finally granted us an interview. But we said we'd like, with the caveat, you're not allowed to, you know, if you ask about Johnny Gosch, we're not talking about it. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first question the guy asks is like, what can you tell me about Johnny Gosch? And they were like, we're not answering that question. But the guy the FBI sends is like, you've never seen somebody who looks like more of a pedophile. Like one of those guys that can grow like a really thick mustache, but has it buzzed all the way down.
Yeah.
But full coverage. Not like not doing a cool slick pencil look.
No.
But just a full coverage Ned Flanders, you know.
High and tight.
Mm-hmm. And then wearing like shirt collars that are too tight.
Mm-hmm.
Just all like bumpy and red.
Yep.
Around the... Yeah, I'm not answering that question.
Sorry, not answering that.
This guy's breathing heavily through his nose, thinking about boys' holes.
Yeah.
I like, what can I say? I like a tight fit. Like a tight mustache, tight collar, tight fit. Tight fit on my cock. Tight boy fit. I'm not answering any more
questions. I'm not answering that question. Sorry, did you actually... I didn't mean to say that last part
that
about
last
boys'
part,
holes.
I was quoting one of the suspects I'm looking into. But as you look, you got to get into the criminal's mind in this job. You know? That's,
you
have you seen the movie? Have you seen the movie Black Hat? That's basically my role here. Except instead of hacking, it's molesting boys.
Have you seen Cruising?
Yeah, no. I haven't seen Cruising.
Stav hasn't seen it. Mm-hmm. Someone actually DM'd me and said we should do an episode where we show Stav Cruising and we don't tell him what it's about.
I think I know what it's about. Isn't Al Pacino being gay for pay?
It's literally no. About, it's called Cruising. Guess what it's about?
Yeah. No, he's a cop, so he has to be gay to solve him to find a
Does
serial.
Does he have gay
killer.
Sex?
There's a serial killer.
No, there's a scene where he's in a gay club and like they give him a rag. I guess it's like how people used to do poppers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he sniffs it and then he starts dancing super hard to the music and it's incredible, dude.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because like the premise of the movie, it's like it's kind of like a horror movie, I guess, or a drama. There's a guy going around killing gay guys, so he has to go undercover as a gay guy. But it's like New York in like the early 1980s or whatever. So, like, the reality is, like, scarier than that movie, which is, like, somebody's like, Chief, somebody's going around killing gay guys. And then they go, oh, case closed.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the movie.
Right, right, right.
And then they just don't, and they just let all those
the cops are like, good.
Yeah, good. It's fucking hilarious.
It's, what's his name? It's Friedkin who did the Exorcist.
Friedkin?
He did The Exorcist. He did William Rosemary's Friedkin. Baby. He did Silence of the Lambs.
No,
he did,
Rosemary's Baby was
Tiny
Polanski.
Toons Adventures.
Tiny Toons Adventures. He did
Is
Who,
it
Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
That's right.
Now you're confusing me.
That's all. Yeah, he did all those.
Mm-hmm.
Gladiator.
Silence of the Wolves.
But for the gay club.
Dances with Wolves.
For the gay club, they got.
Silence of the Wolves would be a cool movie where there's a guy going around murdering trans people.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's going around killing Buffalo Bills.
Mm. I see.
And then they have to consult a brilliant but insane doctor who shoves people up his ass. And it's the opposite of Silence of the Lambs.
I see.
Dr. Hannibal Rectum.
The opposite of being a cannibal is putting people in your ass?
Yeah. Dr. Lecter, what can you tell me about... You know, he's like, well, Clarice, I had a nice glass, poured a glass of Chianti up my ass. And then I shoved our good friend Arthur up my ass.
With Papa Beans.
Yeah.
But they got...
Just him, like, walking out of that middle where he escapes in the middle of the movie. And it's just a police officer with someone's legs coming out of their ass. And he just walks
somebody
out.
Kicking somebody kicking legs.
Somebody's just walking out with the rest of the police officers. Dr. Hannibal Rectum. They call him the opposite of Hannibal Lecter. Dr. Opposite.
That is, yep. They're like, wow, that's pretty...
Silence of the Wolves.
A pretty literal opposite to eating people, I guess, technically, is putting them in your ass.
Yeah. Yeah, basically my idea for the movie is, you've all heard of Silence of the Lambs. Well, we've done plenty of spinoffs, and they've all been failures. And I think the problem is that you need to hit the notes that were popular with the original movie, but you gotta invert it.
Mm.
So it's called The Silence of the Wolves.
Yes.
And now it's insane SJW, pardon my language, cunts, going around getting guys like Buffalo Bill fired. And this is before he was a murderer. So we're seeing, it gives him humanity. Because we're seeing, okay, well, this guy wants to kill bitches, throw them in a hole where their clothes is, where the skin is closed. Why are they doing that? Well, it's because some fucking busybody Chatty Cathy started talking about he, you know, tried to grab my tits on social media. And then, boom, guess who's not working at the Discovery Channel anymore? Guess who's no longer a janitor at the Discovery?
Yeah, and also, we're going to have Anthony Hopkins put people in his ass also.
Anthony Hopkins is coming back.
Gotta get Anthony. Yeah,
it doesn't make sense that he's Hannibal Lecter yet because it's, you know, the past. It's before the movie.
Uh-huh. He's going to be older.
So he's young. Anthony Hopkins is, plays a younger version of himself, and he's being inspired to be Hannibal the Cannibal, but because there's a guy named Hannibal Rectum that's shoving people in his ass.
So to be clear,
Anthony Hopkins plays him too.
Anthony Hopkins plays him too, and he also plays a very young version of himself from the first movie.
Yeah. You get the de-aging technology for that.
Right.
And nah, we'll just give him a big lollipop.
I thought Clarice, the boy version of Agent Starling, could be played by my friend Mike.
Yeah. He's been doing some sketches on YouTube for like 6, 7 years.
My friend Mike
now.
Has
a, real funny.
He's got a Twitch channel, but he got kicked off for saying that he would split Dora the Explorer like a banana. He would peel that bitch. Which, you know, obvious. I'm sure it sounds insane to you. You know, I mean, A, you don't even know her age. B, she's a fucking cartoon.
Those are the two problems he has with it.
So, yeah, Silence of the Wolves.
So, anyway, Silence of the Wolves.
No, I don't. I was waiting for you to give me the money before I wrote the screenplay.
Oh, you want me to work for free? Mm-hmm. Okay. Fuck you. I'm getting out of here.
Fuck you. I'm on the phone, bitch.
Fuck you, bitch.
I'm on
get
the me. Fucking phone,
In
bitch.
Fact, you owe me money for you hearing that idea.
Yeah, you. If you steal my idea, I swear to God, if I find out that you're doing any kind of sequel or anything with Silence of the Lambs,
it was my idea to do a fucking sequel.
You came anywhere close to the idea of doing anything silent? If a movie called Silence comes out, if a movie about lambs comes out, if something with "of" in the title comes out, if Anthony Hopkins is ever in another movie, yeah, we are going to have capital P problems.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
And that's Silence of the Wolves.
Silence of the Wolves. That puts a nice cap on it.
That puts a nice bow on it.
Ah, oh fuck.
That's loud in the phone.
Maybe that is why people are mad about having to turn up the volume.
Yeah. I guess we've never listened to the show before.
No, honestly.
We
no.
should get a brown sound on the soundboard. So we can make people shit their pants.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah. Well, I can put, we can go wild, dude.
Okay.
I can get a whole bunch of stuff.
What, is there a brown, so there's a sound that if I listen to, I will shit my pants.
I think it's like a frequency.
It was something the U.S. Navy was trying. Back
that's pretty
in
cool.
Like,
the brown sound.
Yeah.
Dude, they did that's how rock and roll started.
They basically had, that was the 50s was the last decade of dumb people being allowed to invent things.
Hell yeah. And somehow use LSD every time.
Yeah, once the information age and the technological, revolution happened.
You got it.
You couldn't get away, dude, you can't get away with being like, oh, I'm going to invent this thing, because now you have to know how a computer works or programming and stuff.
Yeah,
but 100 years ago, you could be like, well, how about a gun that fires condoms?
Sick.
And, but what it? The condoms have AIDS in it, and it you know, it gives people AIDS in their dick. So I need $80 million, which is like $90 million in today's money.
Oh yeah, that's how inflation works.
Mm-hmm.
Just add 10.
Yeah, you know. Well, 10%. Yeah, yep. 10 goes up 10% every 100 years. Yeah. So
yep.
80-90 million. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, checks out.
Yeah.
That's what it was like before technological.
The Navy
nobody
probably
knows that. Nobody could say that word.
The Navy probably did try
technological.
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 It feels like there should be another syllable in there.
Technological.
Technical.
Technical. technological. Cool. No, that's too many.
That's too many.
I want the C in there. I want the technologic. Technologic.
Technologic. Just say it weird. The technologic information age or whatever the fuck. The technologic.
Yes. Yeah.
Revolution.
Now you're cooking with gas, partner. Now you're dialing my numbers. Now you're calling me on the phone.
Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're playing with my balls now.
Oh, yeah, now you're putting my balls in your ass and mouth in that order.
Now, yeah. Just ordering a sandwich. You're chopped. Let me get some of the... the arugula and the red onions. Now you're sucking my balls.
Now you got my balls in your mouth, you fucking
Now
whore.
You're sucking on my balls. What is it, Manuela?
See?
Yeah. Yeah, now we're fucking your pussy.
Oh, yeah, ooh. Get that bacon. It was bacon crumbles.
Yeah,
ooh.
Put a little bacon crumbles on there. We're in the business.
Now you're sucking the nut out of my balls.
Sucking my cock.
Oh,
the business of getting my dick sucked and chopped.
Yes.
I'll tell you what.
That is correct.
I'll tell you what, brother.
Tell me what.
If you're going to Chopped, you're going to need a wallet.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Okay. They don't give you shit for free over there.
You're going to need to have a wallet to wear.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't get a wallet... then you're gonna have big problems.
Okay.
You're gonna have big problems.
What are you doing to your voice?
I like it.
Hey, listen, if you're deaf and you're trying to get a wallet, if you're trying to get a wallet and you're deaf, okay. you just deaf out there.
Oh, that's good. You got it.
You're just deaf. You're just a deaf motherfucker. And you want a wallet. You want a wallet to wear for that ass. Go to RidgeWallet.com.
Go to RidgeWallet.com.
But it's not for that ass. It's for that front pocket.
It's for your ass. It's for deaf motherfuckers trying to get a motherfucking wallet.
I think it could be for people that aren't deaf also.
If you're a regular ass motherfucker. If you're regular. Don't buy this fucking wallet. Get your hands off the motherfucking wallet.
No, please buy it even if you are a regular.
Ridge Wallet offers.
Well, I think deaf people are regular too.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
Ridge Wallet, they offer.
You don't have to be political about this, Adam.
Well, I'm just trying
they
to.
Offer,
I want to make the deaf people that are listening to the podcast feel okay.
RidgeWallet.com offers wallets, shirts, hoodies, guns,
pussy pockets.
Yeah. Everybody's talking about. Pocket pussies. How about pussy pockets?
Pussy pockets, dude.
Where you just they go into your regular pockets in your coat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like that.
You got a little pussy in there.
You got
you
a pussy
finger.
In your pocket.
You just go to a nice restaurant, excuse yourself, and go into the coat room. And you're
fuck
just
the lining.
Yeah, just like the whole closet shaking. Mm. People are like, "What's going on in there?" And it's like that guy's. He went to RidgeWallet.com.
You pull a pussy pocket.
You pull your phone out of your pussy pocket. It's dripping wet.
Mm. Oh yeah, because they're always wet.
Oh yeah, they love.
Because I keep them, I keeps them wet.
I can't wait to have sex for the first time ever.
So yeah, they got wallets, they got pussies,
they got backpacks.
Backpacks.
Yeah, the backpacks are slick.
They're pretty slick. I saw them.
Let me tell you.
If they want to send one of them over.
I'll tell you guys. If you guys listen to this show, you know the story already. I had a wallet.
I need a new backpack.
You know, my wallet got overstuffed with my Cabela's card.
That's right.
My Ricky's ammunition card. Mm-hmm. My Johnny's guns for veterans. My mm-hmm. first responder card.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
My 9/11 museum honorary. My coasters from the 9/11 museum.
That's right.
Friends of the 9/11
entire
museum.
Entire set of 9/11 coasters in my wallet. My piece of my body armor from Iraq.
That's right.
Which is also just another condom. That's what I call my tactical body armor.
My tactical gear.
When you're doing a deep insertion into some fallouge pooch, you need tactical body armor. Anyways, my old wallet got fucked up, and it was one of those big time.
Stop,
what kind of wallet you got?
I have a Ridge Wallet phone case.
Oh, there you go. You could also do that.
You put your cards in.
You put your cards in.
I'm I like my saddle leather phone case, so I'm gonna stick with that. I'm gonna keep that. But the Ridge Wallet
reminds you of riding horses.
Silence. My Ridge Wallet.
Keep going. Just keep good. Going. Just continue.
It's been good.
You don't have to laugh that hard. Stop. It's not that.
The silence is so good.
It
dude.
Is really funny.
The silence drop is so good.
I admit it.
God damn, dude, that's awesome. Yeah,
that's gonna be
anyway, so my old wallet got fucked up.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. I needed a new one, and Ridge just happened to come by. And
that's right.
Like, you know, why don't you tell people comes about our wallets?
Mm-hmm.
And so they sent us the wallets.
And they gave us fucking wallets.
And they gave us wallets. And you were there. You guys were there. I opened
dicks.
It, and what did I say?
You
this
said,
sucks. These
this
are gay.
Sucks.
Yeah.
There's no way.
They're
this
hard and metal.
Yeah.
And then you use them for
slim.
0.5 seconds.
I used it for a half day and I was hooked. It's the size of a credit card, so it like frees up
so much space in your pockets.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like I used to have to use, I had a wallet pocket. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got it's a fucking wallet.
Now
I got
Nick
my
sometimes
keys
he puts them in his under his nuts.
He puts them in his,
I hide
in
like
his
a,
pussy pocket.
Like a chipmunk would. I hide my wallet in between my dick and my nuts. And then what you do is you take your money, you roll it up, right?
That's right.
And then you pull your dick between your balls to hold it tight, and you jam it in your ass.
I love that. I love that.
A little fucking cock hammock to hide your Ridge wallet.
That's the Ridge V2.
Yes, they're selling that.
Yeah.
They're selling pulling your cock into your ass.
It's a PDF. It's a PDF that tells you how to do that.
I think it
explains
still,
how
it's
to
still
make
in
that
beta.
Happen. I heard you're still in beta.
Oh shit!
No, I'm in alpha, bro.
Wrong, bitch. That's the one I want. I want wrong, bitch.
Wrong. The Ridge makes everyday goods to a standard you don't see every day. We help you streamline your life by turning the things you carry, like backpacks, chargers, and wallets, into tools for better living.
Mm-hmm.
Our flagship product, the Ridge Wallet, launched on Kickstarter in 2013, and now sits in the front pockets of over 500,000 men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Even
that?
Women.
And
dude.
Women.
That's the population of Africa.
500,000?
Yeah.
I think it's like maybe 1,000 or 2,000 more than that.
I'm sorry, the pantsed population. The bepantsed.
No.
The ones that...
They have pants. No, I would say the vast majority
of
pants.
You're being pretty... Playing fast and loose, the definition of pants, as far as what I've seen.
Well, it's just... How
much research have you done on this?
Your cock and balls shoved into a gourd doesn't really count as pants, I don't think. Hey, folks, that's their president.
Of Africa,
of
to
the
be
whole,
clear.
And then
of
I went
the
whole real
country.
I went the real time song. Yeah, folks, that's their president in Africa. Let's see here. It's nice. There's two. They got either titanium, carbon fiber, or aluminum. I use the carbon fiber one.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I'm
sure the other ones are fine. I'm just not. Some people have a metal allergy. You know,
yeah.
Blake has that.
Really?
Blake
is allergic to metal.
And he found out because he got so fat that his gut hung over his belt.
Mm. And
then where his belt was sitting, his gut was sitting on the belt, it rotted away into the flesh.
Oh.
And he had a necrotic wound.
Ah!
And he was just doing too much crack
Ridge,
to realize.
Ridge is approved by the FDA to prevent that from happening.
Really?
By being carbon fiber.
That's true.
So if you're Blake, if you got Blake, gun virus,
with a fat ass stomach,
it's medically approved by the federal government, licensed. They promise that.
Oh yeah,
it's a cure.
That's a cure to be fat or whatever we're talking about.
Yeah, it's funny. That's one thing I think you can get. That's not like a copyright thing. If you say that on a show,
what?
It's lights out for you. That a product can cure cancer. Because the government doesn't. They're not like, we don't know what jokes are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll teach them, dude.
They, we'll teach them.
We'll represent ourselves.
Mm-hmm. I'm using, they got a Secretary of Defense. Why not a Secretary of Jokes?
You know? Adam likes the backpack. Imagine, he imagines him going to like a school and being like, you know, no, fitting in with the students. And
No. Yeah. It's not for that. It's for, like, yeah. No, it's for going on international trips.
I'm trying
like
to find
business, but like a business.
I'm trying
traveler.
To find girls who are emotionally mature. I'm looking for an emotionally mature 20-year-old girl.
I'm looking for girls with the same. A lot of correct 20, size pussy for my dick. I'm at this kindergarten.
The ridge is a minimal.
A lot of 20-year-olds are just
my
as
name
mature
is Adam.
As
original front pocket Freeland. Wallet. This is
in kindergarten.
Streamline what you carry.
The pussies are the right size.
I would only hook up with someone that's over 18 in kindergarten.
There's a lifetime warranty if you love it, and free returns if you don't.
Yep.
It comes in titanium, carbon fiber.
Hell yeah.
It does a dozen different styles and colors. So, but below you, oh no, go to ridge.com/cumtown. That's ridge.com/cumtown. Use promo code cumtown and you get 10% off with free worldwide shipping and returns.
Wow.
So check them out.
Worldwide, folks. Motherfuckers.
World turds.
Worldwide, you Eric. Fucking pieces of shit.
Eric Turd.
New rules. New rules. Stav is gay now.
What?
Yeah, that's the
fuck.
Silence.
Is that one of Bill Maher's new rules? Is that I'm gay?
He said it last week on the show.
Shit.
People weren't sending that to you?
No.
A bunch of people sent it to me. I got a real good laugh out of that. It might have been the first time I ever laughed at Bill, you know?
What the hell? Because he made me gay now?
New rule, Stav is gay now.
Fuck. What if he had that power? He could just say you're gay.
Yeah, his rules are legally binding.
Fuck, dude. I'm sleepy as a bitch.
Yeah, me too,
we're,
dude.
We're in the process of being snowed in here.
That's I know. Right. It just started snowing hard. I got to go see Bob tonight. I got to go trudge through this.
Yeah, I got two spots tonight. It's going to suck my dick.
You got me feeling like Edward Scissorhands.
Whoa, misdirection.
Yeah.
Is Edward Snowden getting pussy? Where is he?
In Russia.
In the
Russia.
Embassy. The like.
Yeah, he had a girlfriend that like didn't
he's in the
break
Ecuador,
up with him.
Ecuadorian embassy?
Throughout all of that shit, dude. Can
in
you
Russia?
Imagine? There's never been a more ride or die bitch in the history of. Imagine you have like you're dating some nerd for stability.
Yeah.
And then he's like, "Honey, I've got bad news." And they're like, "Oh, you didn't get accepted to Jeopardy?" He's like, "No, I'm being called a traitor by the president, and we have to flee and find political asylum."
Oh, she went with him.
No, he didn't even tell her he was leaving.
Mm. Yeah,
I think he just dipped.
Adam read all this on girlfriendnews.com.
No, I saw the
Adam,
I saw
Adam
the
reads,
documentary.
Like, what are guys with girlfriends?
I saw Glenn.
I want
Greenwald
a girlfriend like that. How do I gotta read girlfriendnews.com?
Well, how else am I gonna learn? About know. Girlfriends.
Fuck learning, dude. You're 30. You don't learn shit anymore.
Learning's
you
get, over.
We're, it's
learned,
all about being stuck in your ways.
I've learned plenty.
That's my shit, dude. Not only am I stuck in my ways, I'm getting worse.
Mm-hmm. I've learned plenty of shit.
I promise you. It's me. This is me, except even more reactionary. Mm-hmm. And now I shoplift.
Even though you have enough money for anything.
I know. Now I shoplift. And I'm curmudgeonly.
Sometimes I steal at the airport out of principle.
Oh,
I used to do it
all
the
time. I love doing it. There's
a
certain place.
Porn.
There's a certain part of like LaGuardia that I steal from constantly. Almost every time I'm there, and every time I do the whole like, "Well, where's your cash? Where's your cash register?"
Always,
I pretend like I'm looking around.
Looking around.
I put on a play.
I guess I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm ready in case anybody stops me. I'm like, oh,
right.
I didn't even.
And then there, you're just in the security office, and there's another guy that's like, fucking like,
yeah,
look, like gesturing, like, where is the cash register? I don't know where. And then he's in there too.
That is really like a perfect crime. Mm-hmm. Like you get on a plane, you fly away. You know,
yeah, come find me and fucking
find me.
And it's New York, so it's nothing but like professional actors getting caught.
Yeah,
and they're in the security office, like knowing that not only do they get caught stealing, but they're bad at acting.
Yeah. That is the ultimate fucking failure for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we've never been caught, because we're beautiful actors, dude.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, acting just comes natural.
My thing is, I pretend I'm looking for the cash register, and they're like, "Sir, are you going to pay for that?" I'm like, "I don't know where my mom is."
I don't know what kind of accent that is.
I don't know where my mom went.
And you just commit for hours.
Yeah, right. They're like, "You're here alone. You have a passport. You're headed to Geneva alone. I'm pretty sure you're
just
not retarded.
Just give us the $7 and stop pretending." Yeah,
for this
you're,
Voss
you're
water.
You're stealing Foreign Affairs magazine. I look at it for the puzzle in there. I thought it said Cookies magazine.
Cookies magazine. Oh, yeah.
Your Honor, my client was looking for Cookies magazine 7 months. I've just been in jail the whole time. But listen, if they let me out of jail, they're going to follow me. They're going to know I'm not retarded. So I'm going to stay in here and continue to get brutally raped and taken advantage of. Taken advantage of. Yeah, somebody's like, hey, Scooter, you want some ice cream? I got an ice cream cone for you. I'm like, oh, boy, I guess I had to lick the ice cream again.
Yeah, we keep raping this man who pretended to be retarded.
He thinks we don't know.
He was just trying to steal a Foreign Affairs magazine.
Yeah. And it's like, my redemption story is like, I teach the other inmates how to pretend to be retarded so that they can like get off, but then they're all immediately executed by the state. Show a bunch of black guys like, I didn't know I was raping that woman. And they're like, son, we've got a place for you. We got a big fancy chair for you. We flipped this switch and it makes you smarter. It's that where they send computers into your brain. There's no reason to be scared. Sit there in that big chair and we're going to hook your brain up to the computers. Okay.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, well, that's how they do it.
That is Texas, dude. Mm.
Texas style.
That's why Nick got arrested in Texas in that story. Mm-hmm. He was stealing from the Austin International Airport.
Yeah, the Austin International. Direct flights from Austin to London. The gentleman's commute. The cowboy gentleman's offering nonstop service 17 times a day.
From Austin to Heathrow directly.
Austin, Texas to London. London, Britain. 17 times.
I got a flight out of Austin. It was expensive as shit.
For the James Bond.
They always have to connect in Dallas.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Damn, it's snowing heavy out there.
It's snowing pretty heavy.
God damn it. I got to go to fucking therapy, dude.
I got to go see a 78-year-old man mumble his songs.
I'm a thing, it's small.
He's not even. Apparently, they're.
I'm fucking gay.
I text my friend.
My thing is small. This one goes out to Adam. Somebody said you're a fucking loser.
No, that's not true. Oh, my God. If he said that, it would hurt my feelings.
Adam Friedland. Hey,
somebody told me
your
story, and I'd have to say, you sound like a fucking loser to me.
This is the story of the faggot man. The gayest man I've ever seen.
What a beautiful new era in the podcast.
I text my friend because he saw an earlier show on this run, and he said, he's like, dude, Bob is back. He's trying to sing again because he's been mumbling like the last 10 years at concerts. Mm-hmm. He's just been mumbling all the songs. He's like, dude, he's singing again, and he plays guitar on 2 songs. Wow. And I got so hyped.
How old is this motherfucker?
78.
Wow. Bernie age?
I guess Bernie age. Yeah, exactly. Come on. You can't make fun of me.
Fuck.
Right?
You got me, dude.
I got you, dude.
You got
it's
me on
just like voting for Bernie. It's just as brave and bold.
No, because Bernie wasn't doing drugs. He was shooting hoops. While Bob Dylan was saying the N-word, by the way, in his songs. Cancel him.
He
cancel
said
him.
It in the Hurricane song.
Cancel him.
Literally no difference between Bob Dylan and Amanda Palmer.
That's right.
They're the same artist.
No, exactly, that's not true at all, dude.
There's literally no difference between Jeffrey Epstein and fucking Louis C.K. Yeah. Yeah, I had this, like, really shitty idea.
Wow, that's a good character.
Yeah, thanks.
I sucked a penis on a hurricane.
Ooh. I love that. That's pretty loud.
It is loud, but welcome to the zone.
Get in the zone. The gay sex zone.
The gay hog zone.
You're supposed to listen to this podcast at fucking 11, bitch.
At 11?
Yeah.
11 a.m.?
Turning it up to 11, dude.
Oh, I see. Like that movie.
Spinal Tap.
Mm-hmm. About the spinal crap.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ever think about that?
Yeah, I like that. They're shitting and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same movie, but they shit. Mm-hmm.
So I've got to go to the bathroom.
This one goes in my asshole.
I was telling somebody the other day that I've only seen the British Sopranos.
It was way better, dude.
So we got to eat gobble goo in the arsehole, love. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been watching this show called
Bob Hoskins is Tony Soprano. That'd be a great show.
East London Sopranos. Yeah, yeah, I'd love that. I've been watching this show.
Do they have Italians?
My family's been in Jersey.
They do have Italians.
My family's been in Jersey for 400 years.
Oh, yeah.
Running the garbage lorries.
They have, yeah, that guy Armando Iannucci. That's an Italian-ass name.
He's Scottish-Italian. Mm. Yeah. I've been watching the show Top Boy, which is The Wire, but London.
Okay.
Just so I can steal British black people's slang. Yeah. And not get caught.
Mm-hmm. Like know? What?
I feel like if I say American black people slang, then
just Adam with a little moleskin, there's no jokes written in it. It's just things he's heard black people say.
Well, if they're British.
Yeah, categorized in terms of black nationalities.
They call
drugs. I told
drugs.
You that. My friend Bobby told me he had this roommate that was like a kind of an Adam type of guy.
Yeah.
What do you mean an Adam type of guy?
They were moving and he found the guy's notebook and he opened it up and it was just like, there was an actual page in there that said, cool things Bobby has said to repeat.
Brutal.
And it was a list of just like things that Bobby had said.
I would not do that.
Adam would so.
He would never do it. He would never put it in writing. Give the man some credit.
I would not have a paper trail.
Yeah. He's got it in his head.
He would repeat them to his therapist and be like, should I say these things? And his therapist would be like, I think you should do whatever makes you feel like you. And Adam would be like,
so I should
have
gay sex?
My therapist said the coolest thing to me.
My therapist said I should have gay sex.
He said the realest thing to me. He said that everything I feel is correct. And
no,
every
not said that.
Every impulse I've ever had is the correct impulse to have.
He's had plenty. He's given me plenty of criticisms.
Yeah.
Has he told you to kiss guys? Yeah.
No, he hasn't told me to kiss guys.
Yeah, let me get your therapist's phone number because I have a button he might be interested in.
Once again, Nick.
Silence! Okay.
Shitting on therapy.
How are you going to give him the button? Dude?
I don't know. I'll buy him the equipment. Listen, I know you help people with words. I help them with money and gifts.
That's right.
And showering them with gifts. A button that yells silence at your patient.
Silence. Speaking of therapy, my roommate started watching that show In Treatment, which is a show about therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of sucked, I gotta be honest.
Yeah, it's not that good.
I thought it was gonna
be. It's actually based on an Israeli show.
Well, there you go.
And in the Israeli version, a fighter pilot actually accidentally bombs like a school.
Whoa.
And he has to go to therapy to
Oh, so
it.
The Israeli show was just propaganda it's to propaganda. Get over killing.
Yeah. A deliberate operation to bomb a school. Yeah.
It's propaganda to say that it was an accident.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell them that. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was kind of buns.
Top Boy is pretty sick, though.
Top Boy.
Yeah.
What's some good slang you've stolen?
They say, they call drugs food.
Food is cool.
They're like, we need food for the streets. He's like, we got dark, we got light. That's what they call, I guess, coke and heroin.
Nice.
Food for the streets.
Is Skepta in it?
No, but there's like a lot of grime music that plays that's pretty sick that I Shazam while I watch it.
Of course.
And then tell people I found it on my own.
Yeah, man. You suck.
I'm joking, dude. I only did that once.
Bob Dylan. Yeah, Adam there's a gay. Guy. There's a guy named Adam, and he watches a British show.
No, I joked.
Shazam's lyrics.
Drake produces it.
Shazam this, you fucking asshole. And Adam's Shazamming, and he's like, "What Bob Dylan song is this?" Everyone's singing along.
They all know the lyrics.
They handed out the lyrics to everyone.
It's under every seat except for mine. Yeah, there's a page.
Everyone's like, "Adam's an asshole," with their lighters out. He's a fucking loser. And we all remember the way the girl sang in the summer of love, whatever bullshit song.
Yeah,
that's not.
What's the best bullshit. Bob Dylan song?
What's the best one?
Yeah, like what's a good one?
I don't know. I mean, there are so many to choose.
You're only allowed to be into Bob Dylan from the age of like 14 to 17.
No, that's not true, dude. There's so much different Bob Dylan. I think at that age, you're into the folk stuff. I think as you get more mature, you get more into the rock stuff, and then you get into the Christian stuff, and that's being
a
man.
He has Christian stuff?
Being a man is getting into the Christian stuff. Yeah, dude. The three Christian albums...
Being a man is all about doing the same exact things you did at 14 years old.
Playing Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah.
Sucking a penis from a guy named Bane.
Luigi's Mansion is a disappointment, I'll be honest with you.
It's not as fun as Odyssey?
Odyssey was everything's kind of a disappointment.
I thought that new Donk City shit was kind of cool.
That's like a very small part of the game.
Well, that's the only part I saw.
All it takes is moments, dude. You just got to remember certain moments to make you happy.
That's true.
Doesn't have to be the whole game.
That's all that memories are, man.
It's just moments.
It's just moments, brother. And we're filling in narrative to make them into stories.
Don't
man.
You dare talk like Bob Dylan about my actual thoughts.
Listen, brother.
Do not try and make my profound thoughts sound gay by
memories
like
are
Bob
just
Dylan.
Lies, brother.
That's not, I didn't
so what, what's your point then? That Bob Dylan is as dumb as Stav but not as funny?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, wow, dude. Great job. The guy you're paying to go see.
That's right.
And a less
whatever,
funny
dude.
Version
we
of your
saw,
friend.
You and I went to go see my fucking Paul Simon together.
Show.
It's cool to see old men play music before
I like
they
Paul
die.
Simon.
I like Bob Dylan.
Paul Simon's better than Bob Dylan.
I like them both. Sorry.
No,
so fucking
not
sue
accepted.
Me.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I went to see Tool last week.
See, that's a band from you know, the 90s.
Are they the ones that
age appropriate?
Or am I thinking of
No,
cake?
That's Tool. You should be 10 years older.
Come on, you're out of your fucking
you're
mind.
You're Gen X, Nick.
No, there's plenty
you're
of
You're Gen
people.
X. I'm okay boomer.
Plenty, there are plenty of fucking 30-year-olds that listen to Tool.
I'm okay boomer. You're Gen X. And Stav is Gen
Z. I'm a zoomer,
Z.
Dude.
Yeah, Stav's Gen Z.
I'm going to go.
He's
I'm,
just doing TikTok.
I'm doing TikToks of Doja Cat out songs.
Stav's doing those kind of TikToks that are like, seriously, if you're bullying... You're a fucking faggot.
Yep. And I'm
only faggot.
And I'm pointing.
Mm-hmm. And you point and to the different like, words. Different
who's
words.
That? Who's that? That girl. I'm sorry the bullying has been taking place at your
oh,
school.
Yeah.
It was a tight end.
some guy from
Delaney
the
Walker. Yeah.
I'm sorry the bullying has been taking place, at
took place at your school.
That was. I loved that news story so much when they found out that kid was racist.
Why would you make fun of me for having a fucked up face? And then they're like, no, we made fun of him because he called us the N-word.
Yeah.
And it's like, we come from a slightly racist family for the most part. I mean, you take it all, the South as a whole, and contextualize it with that.
Different.
It's kind of a wash. From boy Bill Clinton.
How much money did they make? They made like $200,000 before they found out he was racist.
You shouldn't That's bully awesome. Somebody just for having a friend who has a private island.
Who has a private island.
Sorry.
Maybe you're just hanging out.
Sorry we're such good friends and we have to go run away to an island together.
Epstein got cyber bullied, bro.
My friend killed himself because somebody stole his Pokemon cards in prison.
That would be awesome.
Dude, it would be awesome. If they fucking, they were like, if they got that shit. I mean, they're already like, oh, he killed himself. It's so ridiculous.
Absurd.
Why not just be like, yeah, somebody stole his Pokemon cards.
And it made him really sad.
The cops said that at a press conference.
Yeah, actually.
So we've concluded our report.
We were told that Jeffrey Epstein left a note saying somebody stole his Clefairy.
He had a foil Charizard.
He had a shiny Charizard.
Very first edition, very rare.
Which are worth $20, $25 easily at the CD game exchange.
Dude, I remember arguing with my dad that it was a good investment. I was like, I need these cards because they're going to be worth so much.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's not funny wrong. Some of them are you can sell for like $20,000.
No.
Yeah.
But like Japanese, like holographic.
No, just like a Pikachu.
Like a misprint?
No, just the regular cards.
Regular
just
Pikachu. The regular.
Everybody tore them up in a fit of rage.
Oh, that's right. Because
they're like, these things are worthless. And then one guy was like, my plan worked perfectly. Now I own all the Pokemon cards. And then you get all the Pokemon cards.
You make a fortune on Pokemon cards.
And then you kill your fucking self.
Somebody
stole your Pokemon.
But then you have gay sex.
Adam just crying like, yes, the best music, my favorite music.
Dude, we're
weeping.
I like Bob Dylan.
Dead ass.
I like
this is awesome, dude. I just like Bob Dylan. I'm sorry,
dude. When we were in Canada,
I did.
We bullied you into not watching the Bob.
No,
Dylan.
I had to go to my room,
and then I played it. Storming off to your bedroom, and then closing the door, and then hearing like the.
You guys didn't.
I'll use the effects pad for that.
Here's yeah, the, you didn't understand. I didn't cry from Dad,
it's me, Adam. They make fun of me for listening to Bob Dylan.
I didn't cry from the bullying. I cried from the sounds,
the music,
the songs.
Making fun of me for listening to Bob Dylan.
How long have we been going? I gotta go to therapy.
They said I'm gay.
Oh, wow. Looks like two of us are in therapy, Nick.
That's right.
Looks like you're outnumbered.
They said I'm Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks.
Nick should go to therapy.
No.
Yes, you should.
Incorrect. That is the incorrect answer.
Can you just promise us once Luigi's Mansion's done, you'll start therapy?
I'm already done with Luigi's Mansion.
You'll never go to therapy, man. He's never going to do it.
No, I'm going to go back to the gym first, and then... Honestly, you know, it's like... yeah, sure. I don't have a problem with therapy, really. I mean, it's just funny to make fun of you for things. But, no, cleaning my apartment, getting my shit together, I feel great. Going, mm-hmm. doing a stand-up again. It's like just the... Yeah, I've never knocked therapy, but there's like basic shit first. If you went to a therapist and you're like, "Well, my apartment's trashed. I'm not taking care
of
myself.
I keep my shit tidy.
I'm eating bad. I'm not doing the only thing."
Nah. You don't have to get everything perfect.
You don't have to get everything perfect, but it was a fucking mess.
Yeah.
It was like I was doing nothing.
Yeah.
Not in the gym. You don't have to get everything perfect, but you should at least make like a minimal effort of like going to the gym once a week.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're like even doing that or like having some kind of schedule. Like, you know, not eating pizza all day long that's been in, like, you're just sitting out for days on end. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, one foot in front of the other. I mean,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
obviously
yeah.
there's, like, chemical reasons for depression or whatever, but it's like you can make minor adjustments to your circumstances yeah. to make life more manageable that you don't need to go pay somebody fucking $300 a week.
It's not that much for me.
Yeah. We all know about your deals.
Yeah, right. I told him.
Well, listen, everyone, come see me at the fucking Houston on the 13th, mm-hmm. and come to Fat Tuesdays every Tuesday at the Stand, and come to Funny Moms next Monday, the 9th, and then the 16th, and then we're taking the rest of the month off.
We're going to be there the 9th and the 16th. I think Andy Haynes is on the 16th.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Keep your eyes peeled. Watch
also,
this space.
I'm selling calendars. Go to stavi.biz, and we've got calendars. The 2020 Stavros Halkis calendars. You're going to love them, folks. And soon I will be coming to... I'm coming to Chicago at the end of January, Milwaukee, Appleton, then Rhode Island.
What are you doing in Appleton? Skyline?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, Skyline. Thursday before Chicago. And then...
It's a good club, right?
And then... Hyenas in Dallas on Valentine's Day weekend, DC Draft House on the 20th,
woo!
21st, 22nd. A lot of shit coming up, folks, and I think I'm coming to London also. So get your fucking titties out in all those places, and I will have links hopefully up by the time this episode is out.
Keep your eyes peeled on cum.town. I got new. The store should be back up sooner rather than later. Yeah. At this point, just working out some more of the kinks, some of the sexual kinks. When they think about stores, they're thinking about the sexual fantasies. You know, I'll tell you, Anderson. I want to rape you right now. You're a sexual person. Okay, we're going to take a break.
Well, thanks for...
I'm raped actor Michael Douglas. I'm raped actor Michael Douglas. The Make-A-Wish Foundation is doing magnificent work with boys and girls who have been raped. Michael, no.
Nope.
It's they
cut
have
that out, Mike?
They have cancer. Oh, well, okay.
All right, that's the show.
Goodbye, everyone.
Okay, thanks.